Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I just thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us on Good Deeds. You know, we don't take it for granted because I know you have your purpose, you have your destiny, you have your dreams and goals that you're actually taking care of. But I just want to tell you three things that you really have to focus on in regards of believing you're in yourself, and also believing to get the job done, meaning accomplish your goals, accomplish your dreams, accomplish the purpose that you have been sent here in the earth to do. You have to realize you have to do self-care. That's number one. So you got to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your basic necessities in life. You got to make sure you actually relax. Okay, so ladies, I'm saying ladies, you need to do pamper yourself, do manicure, pedicure. You know, we love dressing up and making our hair look good. But men, do the same. I see men getting pedicures. It's all as well. The key is you need to pamper yourself. If you don't pamper yourself, guess what? No one else going to pamper yourself. And that actually makes you feel good for someone else to do a great deed for you. And the second thing is we need to take a deep breath. In and out. Meditation and yoga is very important. I do that myself. And it sets the tone of your day. You actually need to release all that negative energy. And guess what? Taking a deep breath in and out actually gives you more blood to your heart, to your brain, and that's a good thing. So that's number two. And number three is, guess what? In order for your vision to come to pass, it's good and it's a great thing to be a supporter for somebody else. The thing is, if you help somebody in their purpose, guess what? You're going to have somebody to help you in your purpose. I mean, that may be participating in their events. That may be even buying a product. But the thing is, just supporting each other is very important. So those are three things. If you want your dreams, your goals, your purpose to come to pass, guess what? Self-care. You need to pamper yourself. And guess what? You need to do good to others. Now, you know I'm your base, but I can give you the scriptures on it, but I just wanted to break it real down. As the kids say, keep it 100 and flat out, as they say. I got a new word. But anyway, we just love you, love you, love you here at Good Deeds, and what we do is we showcase and promote other people's their dreams, their passions, and their purpose in life. We educate you and motivate you that we all of us, can make wise decisions. So that's why we're here. We actually have started off with a bang, and you know, our seasons have flourished and flourished, and we just thank God for that. We have an awesome, awesome young lady with us today. We don't want to delay because I just enjoy hearing from her. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's an empowerment coach. I mean, get ready now because you better make sure you have your pen, your pad. You know, you can listen to this as many times to get the golden nuggets that she's going to give us. And, you know, of course, she's a radio host as well. I love hanging out with media personalities because, you know, we actually can build each other. You know, I don't like the C word. You know what word I'm talking about, that competition. It's not a word of competition because I guarantee, and I'm not boasting by saying this, with somebody getting interviewed on Good Deeds with Dr. Renee Sunday, it's not going to be the same as you interviewing with somebody else. I'm not boasting. The reason I'm saying that because your purpose is different from somebody else's purpose. And I try to get the people to work together that's media personalities. But this is an awesome woman of God that we're going to actually hear from. And we don't want to delay it. We want to welcome the awesome author, the radio host, coach. She's an empowerment coach. She's a motivational speaker. We want to welcome Aaliyah Butler to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Renee, Minister Dr. Renee Sunday.
Yes. It's getting hard to adjust to that, but thank you so much for being here. You know, we don't take it for granted for you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us.
It's an honor. It's an honor. I thank God for the opportunity.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to get into this. We talked about it in the green room that things go so quickly here. And so guess what? We actually had some people to actually send some questions in, and so I kind of want to ask one of these, and then we can flow a little bit, because everybody has a story inside. Everybody has really want to be a published author. And this young lady, she did tell me she was 10 years old, and I see her on the line now. She wanted to know if she said, can you ask Miss Aaliyah Butler and then, this question? Because she saw that you had a children's book. She mm-hmm. wanted to know what inspired you to write a children's book. And then I wanted to add with that, because I always like to tell authors, you know, because I'm an author and a publisher myself, mm-hmm. when do you take time to actually pen this book? And so, because I know that's probably a second question that she actually wanted. Being 10 years old, you know, she got school, she got things she has to do like we do. But I wanted to chime that in very quickly, because I know her mom wrote in and said that they have another engagement. But I wanted to make sure she heard this live. But she wants to know, how did you get inspired to write a children's book, number one? And then how did you actually have an opportunity or time to actually pen the book?
Okay. Well, the name of the children's book is called A Learning Book Just For Me, and it teaches foundational English and Spanish. And so if they order the paperback, it comes with a music CD. It's available in ebook as well. Now, the book actually was birthed out of me having my daughter, and I didn't want to have the TV babysitting my child, but she loved learning, and I saw how she loved Dora the Explorer. Well, I loved teaching her. I've never been a teacher before, but I loved teaching her, and I saw how she loved to learn, and I made it to everyday songs. So I taught her by the age of 2 how to spell her name. Really, she was 20 months old when I taught her how to spell her name. By the time she was 26 months, she knew how to say her colors in, six of her colors in English and Spanish. Her shapes, I mean, just so many things. She could sing nursery rhymes by 26 months old. And so as a mother, that was a gift that actually came about, and I didn't even realize that it was already in me. You know, your gifts will make room for you. And so as far as when did I take the time to pen it, and her busy is when I took the time to pen that book. But that was actually birthed from me becoming a mom and hands-on teaching her, you know, different things.
Wow, see, that's powerful. Oh, she's going to be excited about that. And the thing about that, I want to add a little bit, is a lot of the books, and I can say myself, the books I've written, is experience. Your experience is the best teacher. And what you just write freely. Don't worry about the ease. You know, you're going to get the grammar together, but just write freely, and that usually mm-hmm. work out. Well, that was a great answer. I really appreciate that. But so you have the children's book, and then, you know, you guys, guess what? She's going to try to hide stuff up. But the second, the book I kind of like is, you know, I love prayer, and I love affirmation, just like, you know, everybody else. So tell us a little bit more about that awesome book about prayer and affirmations that you have.
Okay, so the book about prayers, affirmations, and declarations, that one was kind of birthed as God was just kind of leading me into helping empower people. Just on this journey of becoming a purpose midwife, God was just placing people in my path, and I started writing down some of the prayers. I was sending people prayers via text, via Facebook chat. You know, God can get creative with having you do things. He's strategic. And so that was actually a compilation of things that I was actually doing to bless people, and so many people were helped from it. And so it's a compilation of prayers, affirmations, because if you begin to see that I am more than a conqueror, you begin to see that I am victorious, you begin to see that I am a success, then the more you see it, the more it gets into your spirit, and you're like, I am this. And so that's how that book was birthed, and it actually is only available right now as an ebook, and it's on Amazon. And I want to say it's only like $1.99 or $2.99, I can't recall, but it's not over $3. That book is just, it's a powerful, powerful book, and it has prayers in almost any situation. It's a prayer for your children, a prayer for wives, a prayer for mothers, a prayer for unity among the saints, just a little bit of everything is just all encompassed. And again, there are affirmations that you just, you know, read, just continue to review and remind yourself that you are what God, this greatness that God has impacted you with, that God has already placed on the inside. All he needs to do is for you to bring it out.
Yeah, that's it. That's powerful. I love affirmation, prayer, and all that. I mean, and you guys, I have to chime in and say this. If you, and y'all think I'd be playing when I'd be saying believe, trust, and walk it out, but every situation those three things work. You got to believe that you can get out of that situation. You got to believe and you know, God. That's what I believe in, God. You have to believe that and trust the process, and then guess what? You're walking, because, you know, as Aaliyah said so wonderfully, your gifts will make room for you. So as you're doing what God is leading you to do, guess what? Your gifts, the doors will be wide open. Men, Christians and not Christians, will actually make room for you. So, Aaliyah, oh, my God, that is so powerful. Now, you know, I have to leave as the kids say, what they call it, bomb.com. We have to leave the powerful, but all the awesome publications you've done. But I really, really like your On Fire. She says it's on fire to inspire people. So tell us a little bit more about that awesome book, which actually ended up turning into an awesome, powerful, you guys, radio show platform, and many other things will stem from that. But tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay. On Fire to Inspire was actually birthed as a result of God just waking me up in the midnight hour to empower and impact people. He showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands, and he said, my children are sitting on their gifts. I've given them gifts. I've given them talents, but they're not doing anything with them. And so I'm like, okay, I'm a children's author. I kept telling God who I was, and he said, take me out of this box, because once you take me out of the box, then you're going to be able to impact more lives. And so as I walked in obedience, because he gave it to me in November of 2012, I actually didn't release the book until May 31st of 2014. But the book is just a book of, it's not just affirmations, but there are, my pastor calls them empowerment nuggets. They're pieces that let you know, like I have a piece called Dare to Dream, a piece called Pregnant with Purpose. There is another piece called The Chosen One, because you need to understand that you are chosen. You need to understand that you are pregnant with purpose. You need to understand that your ears need to be on cloud, that you, so you can hear his voice to tell you what you need to do to move forward in this greatness that's on the inside of you. There's another piece called Living Each Day, Living by the Spirit, Full Potential. As I said, Dare to Dream, Redeemed, Triumphant. And so there are so many pieces in On Fire to Inspire, and that book is available on ebook. It's available as a paperback, and it's also available as an audio CD. And so as audio CD, you hear my voice saying all 26 pieces with instrumentals played in the background by Third Heaven Sound. So it is just such a powerful, powerful piece. And then God said, okay, you're going to start here, but you're going to launch it here. So that same year, I launched the show On Fire to Inspire, again, to impact, empower, and uplift people and push them into their purpose. And I do the show every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, Lord, that's amazing. I mean, because the thing about it is, we need to be our own cheerleader. I'm a big advocate of that. But Aaliyah, a lot of it helps to hear some inspiring stuff and motivating things. I mean, we have to do that. If, you know, even in the Bible, you can see many stories of people that encourage people. Yes, sometimes you feel you so bad. You're like, wow, what can I do? So it's amazing that I really appreciate that you actually motivate and inspire us, because we all have a purpose in life. And I just love that, how you do that. But look, I wanted to ask you a question, because it stuck me a little bit, Whitney. It made me kind of say, because your book that you have on Spire to Inspire, we all go through different trials and tribulations. But the great thing is you have this in a book form and the audio, that we can actually, whatever we need at that particular time, that we actually can read the book, or we can push a button so it plays. So that's a great thing that you have there, because, you know, as the word says, when we go through stuff, the hearing somebody's testimony actually heals them. So we have to get it out there, just like you're saying.
Right. Exactly. You know, a lot of times people go through things, and they allow their circumstances to dictate who they are. But your circumstances is not it doesn't define you. It's just temporary. You got to understand that it's temporary, and that you have to focus on your goals, focus on your purpose and your passions, so that you can move forward in that. And that's your focus. Your focus needs to be on God, so that you can do what you're called to do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, because a lot of times what's a nice way of saying it? We're so busy and we're not doing anything. And you have to make sure you don't get caught up in that you're a busy bee, as I think my grandma used to call it, and you're not working in your purpose.
Right.
Tell us about that, because how did you know that you were actually in your right purpose? Because that's a question I get all the time. They say, okay, how did you know you're supposed to build people? How did you know that you were called a minister? Aaliyah, how did you know with all the wonderful things that God has entrusted you to do that you were in your right purpose?
You know, I worked in IT for about 15 years, and once I got burnt out, it was like when I got that last layoff with the burn, you know, I was just already burnt out. With that last layoff, it was like, okay, you're not going to walk out on purpose. You're not going to walk out on faith. Then I'm going to just move this so that you can do what I've called you to do. But every time that I would be doing things and I would see that, you know, this was something I was doing, this was who I was, and didn't even realize it because I was so distracted by everything that I was doing. And so when you're still enough to hear the voice of God, sometimes he just has to put you in a place where you're still enough to hear him. And then even with the show, I've been doing the show now, next week will be 16 straight months, and I have not missed a week, each and every week. And I'm telling you, I could have had a day where I'm just busy, 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 and I am dog tired. But when I tell you that God gives me a supernatural strength when it's time to get on that line, or when it's time to pray for somebody, or it's time to speak life back into them, that's when you know you're walking in your purpose, because you don't feel like it's a job. You don't feel like, oh, I got to do this. No, it's like, oh, yes, I got to get this done. So you get this newfound strength. You get this newfound energy, and it's like life restored all over again. So when you know you're walking in your purpose, you find joy in each and everything that you do, each and every day that you do it.
That's it. That's it. I tell people it's effortless.
Yes.
That's what purpose is. The definition of purpose is something, whatever you're doing, healthcare professional, it may be the best red berry cake. Now, make sure you contact me on that, though. But the thing is, whatever God has called you, it was in you before you were in your mom's womb. And it's effortless. It's easy. I mean, you're going to have ups and downs. We ain't going to say you ain't going to have trials and tribulations. That's not what we're saying. But you actually, it will be effortless. If you try to step out and do it yourself now, it's going to be some friction. And then, you know, just like you said, you're going to have to focus on God. And next thing you know, all these people calling you saying, do this, do that, and do that. I commend you. That is just so amazing, because that's a question that everybody has. Because in general, if you look at the world has lost hope. But it is a lot, and I mean a lot, of awesome, awesome things that's going on in the world. But we just got to line up in our purpose. But let's get back to your radio show. What type of guests that you have? Because we may have some people on here that want to actually be a guest on your show. What type of guests do you that's a good fit, you know, okay? We're going to say
that's
that now.
Fit.
That's going to be a good fit
right.
to be
a
on your
fit.
Platform.
Yes, ma'am. So the people that are on my platform are generally people who are empowered. They're people who want to push people forward, and whether it's in their dreams, or just give you an example, the month of January, the very first week we talked about goal setting. So I had the entire month I had different life coaches. The first one talked about goal setting. The second one talked about what is your why. The third one talked about are you focused on your future. And the last one of the month talked about 10 revelations you need to know to stay focused. Well, February we're working and we're talking about tapping into your purpose. That's what we're doing tomorrow night. The next week we're talking about casting your vision. The following week we're talking about discovering your purpose. And the following week we're talking about there is power in your purpose. And so I'm being strategic and intentional, because I'm calling people into the greatness that they're in. So I need people to be, you know, on fire about what they do and understand who they are, because if they understand who he is and they understand who they are, then they can help push someone else into their purpose and help them light a fire, reignite that fire all over again.
How the kids said, "Oop, there it is." But that is so true. And I try to, oh Lord, I try to get people to realize that you know, it's a, you know, I always use the analogy of a piece of a pizza. It's a piece of the pie, if you will, for everybody. God has put, you can do the same thing. We do media together, but we always have something that's different. And we have the media exposure group on Facebook. The initial the initial way that God gave me that is so we can actually have a platform to that we can share different guests, because somebody can be on my show, they can be on the Leah show, and other friends that I have that's media pro. That's okay, because my interview is gonna be totally different than being on Leah. And the key is getting visibility for your brand. And just like Aaliyah said so wonderfully, she said, if you you and your purpose, guess what? You another person. But I can get biblical on you. What it say? It's more blessed to give than receive. So if you're helping somebody else, guess what? It's going to work out all in your favor. All things work together, as I said. But let me tell you this. I want, time goes by so quickly here. Everybody keeps telling me I need to go to an hour. But Lord have mercy. Do me a favor and, in regards of the wonderful publications you have, and, and also in regards of the wonderful platform you have with your radio platform, tell us any last-minute words and anything that how we can contact you and how we can actually support you in the social media network. My team kind of rolling their eyes at me, but I moved the advertising to the end. So you have to be flexible in media. You got to flow with the flow. Now you, whatever you do, not doing spirit or excellence now. But I just don't want to break this, and in my spirit, that's what I think we need to do first. Go right ahead.
Okay. So, again, I'm called to be a purpose midwife, and so my goal is to push people into their purpose and their passion. I am on Facebook. I'm listed as Aaliyah Butler. That's spelled A-L-E-I-G-H-A. I have an author page. On Fire to Inspire Network is also a page. I'm on Twitter. Periscope is author Aaliyah. Instagram, Goodreads, I'm on there. And then you can get the books on Amazon. You can get the books on Kindle. And also, if you want to email me your profile and your picture to be a possible candidate for an interview, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Again, if you line up with our purpose, we'll definitely be happy to get you on, because we are, taking your information now. And the show is every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number is 929-477-2178. And it's blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. I'm telling you, it's time to live out the life that God has called you to live. It's time to stop living in fear. No more delay, no more procrastination, because the time to start living the greatness that's on the inside of you is now. And thank you so much for having me, Dr. Renee.
Oh, you're welcome. Wait a minute, I got to say it. You got to, don't stop, you got to get it.
That's right. Don't stop, get it.
I'm sorry, Aaliyah. Oh, God, that was right on time now. I really thank you so much, and God bless you, and everything you touch, as I said earlier, will be blessed. And anytime you need good deeds or myself personally or anything that we do, please let us know. We'll support you in your endeavors that God has given you.
All right. Thank you so much again for having me, and have a great, great week.
Oh, glory. You guys, we're having an awesome, awesome time. We end up putting our advertising, our sponsors at the end, but what we're going to do, I'm going to play them back to back. I'm going to play our sponsor. Our sponsor is John Schamberg. He has sponsored the whole year. Somebody say, amen, hallelujah. I love getting a ching-ching, but God, you got to have a purpose. Now, God does, when you do the right thing, guess what? The money will run you down. I've told you that, and that is very true. And so we're going to actually do that. And then at the end, we're going to play our artist that sponsors his music today, Smiler Dawn. I just love them. If you want any information of all the platforms we have, we even have a Christian platform called Sunday oh Lord, I forgot the name of it. What is it, y'all? Sunday Soul Service. That we actually allow people to speak God goodness, and that's on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. We're not on that long. I mean, the speaker speaks about 20 minutes, and like the old people said, we can't home. And then we also, of course, you know, we have the show here, the TV show. Go to the website, because all that information when the TV show is broadcast, if you want to be a guest. We also have a Sunday health talk. Well, we're going to actually hear the other side of the hat that I wear. I'm an anesthesiologist. We're going to talk about different topics that are affecting us, that we actually need to get our health right, because if our health right, guess what? We can walk out our purpose that God has given us, okay? And you know I'm a minister. If you need me to speak at any of your events, all that information is at the website. The website is www.reneesunday.com. You know, I love you, love you, love you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is, you'll see it through, yeah. Don't give up. He's your way maker, provider, your way in and your way out, so don't give up. Don't give up.
is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.